We don't often go deep into Baroque history on the show, but this next story is an excuse also to hear some music from the period, and more importantly, lets us talk about a woman who broke the glass ceiling long before we even knew it existed, centuries before. Her name was Artemisia Gentileschi. She was a painter from 17th century Italy. A new CD of music with extensive liner notes details the life of Artemisia Gentileschi. The music is Baroque, a sound Gentileschi was familiar with and enjoyed. This music is part of a new project titled What Artemisia Heard, Music and Art from the Time of Caravaggio and Gentileschi. And yes, that Caravaggio, the master of dramatic light and shadow. The CD was put together by Richard Savino. He's the artistic director of the ensemble El Mundo. So, who was Artemisia Gentileschi, the painter?
Artemisia was one of the most remarkable women in the history of Western art. She was the daughter of Orazio Gentileschi. She was born in 1593 in Rome and went through a series of tragic events, including rape and a trial when they prosecuted the rapist, during which she was tortured. She eventually was successful in the pursuit of the transgressor and then went on to live one of the most creative and fantastically independent lives of any woman of the period part of the 20th century.
The CD by El Mundo imagines the travels Gentileschi undertook after that trial, travels that led her try to distance herself from a traumatic past. The music begins with La Gran Battaglia by composer Marco Uccellini. The title is fitting considering what Artemisia Gentileschi was up against.
Her life consisted of a series of battles. Battles with authoritative figures regarding the rape, battles with the rapist, battles with the bureaucracy of Rome, and then battles with the different groups of artists that dominated the working environment for the different cities within which she lived.
Through this album, I mean, you kind of sample cities that Artemisia traveled to as an independent woman, having lived this incredible life. So that had to have been pretty uncommon at the time. Why was she able to travel so extensively as a woman painter?
After the trial regarding her rape and the conviction of Agostino Tasso, she basically decided and was given more or less permission to travel and take commissions. From Rome, she went up to Florence, where she became a sort of integral member of the Medici court. And the musical styles between those two cities was different. From there, she travels up to Venice. The Venetian Republic, La Serenissima, had a different style of music. From there, she goes down to Naples. And in Naples, you have the domination of a Spanish culture. From Rome south was ruled by Spain for approximately 400 years.
And for Naples, do you have a representative piece of music that shows what she might have heard in Naples?
Oh, absolutely. It's a folia by Andrea Falconieri that's dedicated to a member of the Spanish nobility.
So what does all this music tell us about the life of Gentileschi and the world in which she lived at that time?
I think it's a reflection of the radical changes that took place in the year 1600. You have to remember, 1600 is the first jubilee year after the Protestant Reformation. And in Rome in particular, the Vatican wanted to make that city the Las Vegas of Europe. He says, okay, Martin Luther, Calvin, you don't want the smells and bells. We're going to get Bernini. We're going to get Caravaggio. We're going to make it even more over the top. And it's reflected both in the music as well as in the paintings.
You heard there from Richard Savino, the artistic director of the El Mundo Ensemble.